This is VOA News via remote. Leaders of the world's largest economies unveiled an infrastructure plan for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but there's no immediate consensus on how forcefully to call out Beijing over human rights abuses. U.S. President Joe Biden also has held talks at the summit site in England with French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron told Biden it was great to have a U.S. president part of the club and willing to cooperate. Relations between the allies have become strained during the 4 years of former President Donald Trump's presidency and is America's first foreign policy. European Union negotiators say an international talk on the Iran nuclear agreement are on track to revive the deal, which crumbled after the United States withdrew in 2018. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain held a 90-minute meeting with the Iranian representatives at a hotel in the Austrian capital Saturday. A representative told reporters in Vienna that the EU hopes to find ways to get very close to a final agreement in the coming days. The United States is not formally part of the meetings that launched in Vienna earlier this year, but the administration of President Joe Biden has signaled willingness to rejoin the deal. Iran's seven presidential candidates have offered starkly different views in the country's final debate. Hardliners on Saturday described those seeking ties with the West as infiltrators. The race's sole moderate warned a hardline government would only bring more sanctions from the Islamic Republic. Next week's election will see voters pick a candidate to replace the relatively moderate President Rouhani, whose term is limited from running again. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Moscow's mayor has ordered a week off for some workplaces and imposed restrictions on many businesses to fight coronavirus infections that have more than doubled in the past week. The National Coronavirus Task Force reported more than 6,700 new confirmed cases in Moscow. That's compared with more than 2,900 a month ago. Nationally, the daily tally has spiked by nearly half over the past week. Moscow's mayor ordered enterprises that do not normally work on weekends to remain closed for the next week while continuing to pay employees. In addition, food courts and children's play areas and shopping centers are to close for a week, and restaurants and bars must limit their late-night takeout service. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has led thousands of motorcyclists supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo and got hit with a fine for failure to wear a mask in violation of the local pandemic restrictions. Conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop a sound truck where helmeted but largely maskless backers cheered and chanted as he insisted that masks were useless for those already vaccinated. That's an assertion disputed by most public health experts. Sao Paulo state government press office said a fine would be imposed for violation of a mask requirement. The airline industry's recovery from the pandemic passed a milestone as more than 2 million people streamed through U.S. airport security checkpoints Friday for the first time since early March of 2020. The Transportation Security Administration announced Saturday that 2.03 million travelers were screened at airport security checkpoints Friday alone. Airline bookings have been picking up since around February as more Americans were vaccinated against COVID-19. And at least within the United States, travel restrictions like mandatory quarantines are beginning to ease. A seat on a spaceship ride with billionaire Jeff Bezos went for $28 million during a live auction Saturday, concluding the month-long bidding process for the sightseeing trip on the Blue Origin's maiden voyage next month. Within 4 minutes of the open of Saturday's live phone auction, bids reached more beyond $20 million. The bidding closed 7 minutes after the auction began. The identity of the winner, presumably an ultra-wealthy space aficionado, was not immediately disclosed. The July 20 launch of the Blue Origin's new Shepard booster from West Texas would be a landmark moment as U.S. firms strive toward a new era of private commercial space travel. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.